Many small and mid-sized nonprofit groups use online ticketing agencies, but arts organizations in Pittsburgh say they are among hundreds harmed when one such service didn't uphold its end of the deal. 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll reports.
Back in February, theater company Stage 62 presented Goodnight Moon in Carnegie. The musical adaptation of the children's classic had six performances. A couple weeks later, Stage 62 received checks for the ticket revenue from a company called Brown Paper Tickets. The troupe had used the service for years, and this was standard practice. Only this time, something went wrong.
So when I went to the bank and went to deposit that money, it bounced.
That's Stage 62 president Seth Laidlaw.
And that's when we first found out about the issue.
The issue was that Stage 62 wasn't alone. Hundreds of groups around the U.S. and even overseas say Brown Paper Tickets has failed to pay them money they were owed.
And we were really shocked when this happened.
How much money? For individual groups, the amounts are substantial. Stage 62 says it's owed about $8,000. That's also how much Beth Corning claims to be out. In March, Corning's dance theater troupe postponed a show because of coronavirus. Corning asked patrons to keep their tickets rather than seek refunds to help fund the troupe as it planned to remount the show. $8,000 is a lot to her, too.
It's my salary. I don't get paid for doing my year's worth of work on that show.
Why did groups use Brown Paper Tickets? The service was founded in 1998 in Seattle. It calls itself, quote, the Fair Trade Ticketing Company. Brown Paper operates round the clock, which small nonprofits can't do. And its fee is just 99 cents per ticket plus 5% of the ticket price, cheaper than other services. That pleased clients like Corning.
They frankly charged people like you, the consumer, the ticket buyers, less money.
Early this year, when the pandemic struck, Brown Paper posted a statement on its website apologizing for its missed payments. It blamed a, quote, catastrophic failure of our automated systems. And it said, quote, we are working hard to make it right. But many say the company has yet to follow through. The Andrew Carnegie Free Library and Music Hall in Carnegie says Brown Paper owes it about $2,500. Music Hall Director Melanie Paglia reached out months ago.
But, you know, as the weeks wore on, they just stopped communicating altogether. They stopped replying to emails, and then they cut off access to phone calls as well.
Nationally, the Better Business Bureau has fielded 360 complaints about Brown Paper in the past year. About 500 parties have complained to the Attorney General in Washington State, where the firm is based. The AG's office says it's gotten refunds for, quote, many complainants for sums ranging from $50,000 to $40,000. However, these are informal complaint processes. Brown Paper also faces two lawsuits over its practices. Both were filed in Washington State. One is a class action suit by two ticket buyers on behalf of all customers who didn't get refunds. The other suit was brought by 16 event producers who claim they too were stiffed. They want Brown Paper's assets put in receivership until everyone is repaid. A lot of money is involved. In an emailed statement, Brown Paper says it has paid more than $1.5 million to ticket buyers and event organizers since April. The company says it is issuing refunds and payments daily. For most groups, however, there's nothing to do but see what happens, says Stage 62's Seth Laidlaw.
We're sort of in a waiting game, a limbo right now.
Other groups are moving forward as best they can during a pandemic that limits indoor gatherings. The Carnegie Music Hall in Carnegie plans an outdoor concert in October, says Melanie Paglia.
We don't have a ticketing service right now, so I will take that up. I don't have too much else going on right now, so I'll take reservations by phone.
It's the first time in years they aren't using Brown Paper Tickets. I'm Bill O'Driscoll, 90.5 WESA News.